Yesterday I came back from London. I went up to London on Wednesday for a few days and came back yesterday. It's a long drive. Oh dear. Mind you, the drivers down here are better than in London. And a few near escapes with buses and taxis. But anyway, I was up in London, and one of the problems going to London for 2 days is everybody wants to see me because, you know, Cornwall's quite a long way away. So, you know, the phone starts ringing and can we see you then? So all got a bit hectic. But one evening I went to a little town in London called Camden to meet a few of my friends. And they're friends that I went to school with. And whenever we meet up, we always have this unwritten rule that we don't discuss religion. As they say to me, Anthony, we'll just leave God outside the pub. Okay, we'll leave him outside, and then you know, we're going to have a good old chat, and then we'll you know, when we come out, then you can give us a blessing if you want. But anyway, so we went in, and I was having a Coca-Cola with flavourings, and I was talking to this one chap, and I've known him since I was very young, and not religious at all, not religious. And we were at the bar, and he said to me, I'm getting the kid baptised. I said, oh, I'm glad about that. I said, is that your mother wanting that? No. I decided that the time was to have the little one baptised. I said, how old is your little one now? 12. I said, oh, well, there we go. You know, it soon got. He said, yeah. And he said, I've started going back to church. You know, sort of sinister, like, you know, whispering it in my ear. I started going back to church. I said, oh, that's good. I said, lovely. Can I have a talk with you? So then that was it. So then of course it all came out about how this friend of mine had come back to God. How this breath of God had breathed into his life. Now he's around about my age, you know, 27. So this breath had breathed into his life. And he was saying to me how he'd come back to God, and it was really quite amazing. And I was thinking about that first reading we have, you know, about the community being a community and everyone helping one another. Because my mind then went back, and we were talking about before I went to seminary many, many years ago. I can remember being told that I was allowed one suitcase and one box of books. And he came round to my house. And I said, I don't know what to do. He said, get all your stuff in the middle of the floor and we'll start to sort out what you're going to take with you to seminary. I said, oh, right, okay, so, you know, started to sort. Anyway, he said, you'll be in that black dress anyway. He said, well, Matty, he said, you don't need any clothes. I said, no, it's not quite like that, I don't think. And then he said to me, and I always remember him saying this, Anthony, whatever you do, don't let them get to you. Don't, you know, you're going to become a bit holy now, but don't worry about it, he said, but don't, you know, keep some of who you are. Don't let them take all of what you are away. I said, no, it's not like that. I've seen it happen to you, he said. Men in their finest years, he said, they go in there and they get religion. And you've got to be careful. And so anyway, and I can remember when I was packing all this, I might have told you this before, and he said to me, I don't skateboard anymore. I used to skateboard. And he said, you must take the skateboard. I said, well, you have to, Auntie. It's part of who you are. You've got to take it. Never used the thing, but I can remember going to seminary with these four wheels sticking out the end of the suitcase. You know, you could see where it was. I mean, madness. And now here was this one who was saying to me then, be careful, coming to God. And I think that gospel reminds us in a special way after Easter that, you know, there are many people we probably know of who we wish would have the faith, but they don't seem to. But the one thing the gospel reminds us is Jesus doesn't give up. He didn't have to come back to Thomas. He could have said, Thomas, you don't believe, fine. You've been with me all this time, forget it. If you don't believe in me now, that's fine. But he doesn't. He comes back to him and shows him and lets him touch him so he can see he's not a ghost. He's real. He's come back from the dead. And I think, you know, there's many people we know of who, and we wish they'd have that encounter with Jesus, or they'd receive that breath of God in their lives. And the thing we get from that gospel is we must never stop praying that it does happen. Because, you know, faith can come to people at many different stages in their life. And sometimes it will shock us, like my friend. I mean, if anybody was going to come to faith, he was the least one I'd have thought of. But yet he has. And I think it reminds us, you know, that number one, the power of God. It reminds us how lucky we are that we've got that faith, that the breath of God has entered our lives in that special way. But it also reminds us that we need to keep praying for those that we wish that breath of God would enter their lives. because it might happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but it might happen. And when it does, how fantastic is that? You know, Jesus came back to Thomas to say, Thomas, I have risen from the dead. Look, touch me. I'm real. At the end it says, you know, happy are those who have seen and those who will believe and have not seen. And that is us. We haven't seen Jesus in front of us, but we've experienced him in our lives. And I think sometimes in our lives, the prayer we can have is for others we would like to come to faith. You know, happy for those who have not yet had that breath of God enter their hearts or realize it's entered their hearts, but that one day they might, and they might believe. And so I think this is a Sunday, the second Sunday after Easter, is a Sunday when we pray for those that we would like to come to faith. But also we pray for ourselves, and we give thanks to God that that breath of God that was breathed into the disciples by Jesus has also been breathed into us and dwells in our hearts. And it means that we are truly people of the resurrection.